The ceasefire in Syria continues to show signs of serious strain, with activists reporting deadly attacks from government forces on opposition-held areas in the north and south and continued bombardment of the beleaguered city of Homs. Some opposition groups report that more than 50 people were killed over the course of the day Tuesday. The Apostolic Nuncio to Syria, Archbishop Mario Zanari, told Vatican Radio it is time for the leaders of all religious communities in Syria to issue a joint appeal for an end to violence.
The truth is still very precarious, and the cases of violations of a ceasefire here and there show that, unfortunately, it is not really easy to be optimistic at the present time. The international community has implicated itself very deeply in order to find a way out of this crisis. The Holy Father called many times to stop the violence and to undertake the way of dialogue. After the international community's different steps, it would be very suitable, I think, a courageous, unanimous and super partes declaration from all the different religious communities representatives present in Syria. A moral authority able to speak courageously and openly to the consciences about the tragic and painful consequences of certain wrong decisions taken by the parties to the conflict. Saint John the Baptist is certainly a source of inspiration, as his relics, precisely his head, are venerated both by Christians and Muslims at the famous Umayyads Mosque in Damascus, built on an ancient Christian basilica. In front of these relics prayed also the Blessed John Paul II. It's a real privilege to own the relics of the person who has been beheaded because he testified in favor of the truth. But it is also an obligation. The last few days were particularly hard in some locations. A few days ago, I spoke to a priest who is living for more than a month in very difficult conditions, testifying his charity and pastoral zeal among people living between the two fires. I expressed to him all my admiration and compassion by saying, "Father, I feel some pity for you because you are really in hell." The priest answered straight away with some sense of humor, "Your Excellency, we must be precise," he said. "In the hell there is fire, but here we have fire, a rain of bombs, destructions, and machine guns bullets. As for Easter's celebrations, it has been noticed this year a big participation through all Syria, probably because of the difficult situation felt by the people. Naturally, in some regions under war, the liturgies were celebrated with some particularities." While reading during the Easter rite certain pages of Exodus book, it was deeply touching to see a very different and painful exodus of many persons from their villages towards other Syrian cities and other countries. All these people keep an ardent wish in their hearts to come back home. What a bitter disillusion for some of them to see one day their own homes and villages destroyed. During these last weeks, displaced persons have been seen around the churches, trying to register themselves in order to receive some kind of assistance. A certain number of them are the hosts of relatives and friends. In particular, the Muslim families open generously their homes for these displaced people. In filigree, we can read certain aspects of Jesus' faith.